Radio. Interviews and getting the information out of a guest and out to the world. How do I deal with a guest? How do I deal with people? Good question. Hi, I'm Caleb Jordan, the only full-time production assistant at Gulf Coast State College's WKGC. Today we're talking people skills. You know the questions to ask, but how do you get the person, the guest, the interviewee to answer them? The key here is to build rapport. Now, rapport is a relationship with someone else built on concern and understanding. If you show your guest that you have a great consideration for their work and their message, they will be more willing and comfortable in speaking with you on air. Now, the question is, how? How do you build rapport? Well, your goal. Your goal is to put the guest at ease. Every moment from the time they walk in the door up until you mic them and the cameras roll is an opportunity to do that. There are at least two facets to your presentation: interpersonal skills and confidence. You have at least some of those already, and we can fake the rest until you build the rest. So, interpersonal skills. What do you mean I gotta deal with people? Yeah, that's the gig. In this role, you do have to deal with people. It's just the name of the game. But let's say you're a total robot with no concept of human interaction. What do you do to make someone believe you genuinely care? The go-to with introductions in the American culture is you look them in the eye and you shake their hand when you first meet them or meet again after another situation, right? The handshake and eye contact has been ingratiated in the shared unconscious of the American people. Like they make boxers touch gloves before a bout, and athletes always shake hands after a game as a sign of respect. With that being the standard around these parts, people can form a lot of opinions, good or bad, based on that situation, and they may stick well into the future. Now, the key is to simply do it, right? It's not particularly difficult. It just takes the effort. You don't have to try and crush their knuckles to dust to assert your dominance either. Just firm, confident, thoughtful. The eye contact shows that you have taken a moment to slow down and recognize their existence. This is crucial in conveying the vibe of consideration and respect that will improve their perception of you and the interview. So take the first impression seriously, as it will likely set the tone for the rest of the event. Now, confidence. Knowledge is power, right? It takes doing something to know it, the skills required, the pitfalls to avoid because you've already fallen into them before, and what the final product will look like, right? That confidence comes from the knowledge of the said thing, riding a bike, baking a cake, or conducting an interview. But if you haven't done said activity, you may have no idea what goes into it. This could be the state you find your guest, out of the loop and nervous because of it. At this stage in your career, you may be no better off. So how do you handle the lack of confidence? Knowledge, right? Show prep makes you sound more natural with the delivery of the information you want to get out to the world. Likewise, all that thought you put into the interview questions and research into your guest makes you knowledgeable when it comes to the interview you're conducting. Your knowledge of the situation and being able to answer any questions gives your guest confidence in you. Another way to bolster your guest confidence is to let them in on the magic, right? Don't spring anything on them. You're not going to get the big scoop more than once with that strategy. However, walk your guest through what you're going to ask before you do a live take. This gives them a chance to put their thoughts into something the listener can actually understand. Now, in a canned or a pre-recorded show, you should always roll the camera or the audio recorders as you do this pre-show walkthrough, right? Tell them exactly why. Hey, we're recording from the top to get you as comfortable as being on tape because the recorders, the cameras, just a part of the studio. No big deal. On your end, if it's not on tape, you can't use it because you didn't get it. So roll early, cut late, let takes play out. But in the studio, record from the time you walk in and don't stop until your guest walks out the door, right? Now, in a live setting, like WKGC's Morning Mix, you don't have the luxury of time or retakes. We're on a schedule. We've got an hour to hit. We've got to make our stop sets on time. And you can't go back in time, right? You make a mistake, it's out there, right? Now, that doesn't mean we don't have time to work with our guests, right? Often, you will have breaks and stop sets when you're not live talking and interviewing your guest. So use these breaks to prep your guest on the next topic you'll discuss on air. Again, this gives them time to order their answer and sound intelligible when the question is asked live. The better you can make your guest look, the more confidence they will have in you and the more comfortable they will be in the situation, knowing they're in your expert, quotations, hands, right? And that's it. Put them at ease at every moment. Inform them of everything you can. And that trust, that effort, will build rapport. And that rapport will help you not only in this interview, but the next one or any other gigs you've got coming up or in the future with that person or company. Thank you.